Welcome to day one of the Trade Show Minute. My name is Victoria Barella, and we are here with our guest, Ethan.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm having the time of my life in a nice, sunny, yet shockingly cold Amsterdam.
Yes. And just before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Absen, the LED company. So you can find them at absen.com. Thanks, guys, for making this happen, the rave radio show. We are here with the OCA Alliance. Can you tell us a little bit about the Alliance for the listeners back at home?
Absolutely. My name's Ethan Wetzel. I work as one of the marketing committee chairs for the OCA Alliance. And we are a nonprofit trade association that works on the development, the promotion, and the technical furthering of the AES 70 control standard and all of the surrounding technologies and resources that go into that.
And what is the AES 70 standard? I'm 2 years into the industry, so I just am dipping my feet right now in the standards. I know there's trying to be, you know, there's standards all across the board, but what is this one that you guys are talking about?
Well, it's one of the, I would say, sort of neglected areas of the whole world of media networking. Mm-hmm. So when we look at a media network, you know, there's a lot of focus on moving the content. So how am I going to take the audio or the video, put that onto the network, and get that from point A to point B? There are some associated things that you need to do with that, such as how do I deal with clocking? Mm-hmm. How do I deal with things like discovery and enumeration? And those are things that are picked up and taken over by things like AES-67 and some of the other technology solutions that are out there, like Dante, Ravenna, even AVB deals with a lot of those components. But what was always sort of missing was the question of, once I get the audio to where I need it to go, what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. How do I control the device? How do I interoperate with it and turn things up and turn things down and actually establish the connections and just sort of make it all work?
So what would be the hurdles if there was no standard? What were the problems that were occurring?
Well, this is sort of the interesting thing, because we as an industry have always sort of accepted this as a problem and moved along with it. Mm-hmm. And companies like AMX and Crestron and a number of other manufacturers have actually made a really good business out of making things that don't talk to each other talk to each other.
Yep.
And that's great. You know, we need to have those centralized controls and everything. But when we look at all of the different languages and protocols that are out there, you, as a programmer, you need to have binders of different pieces of documentation. Yes. And code to actually be able to write up your script. Mm-hmm. So we thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if everything could just speak a common language to make it easier for people to program these interfaces. Mm-hmm. You know, it will help the integrators. It will help the companies that make those interfaces. Mm-hmm. It'll help the manufacturers, who don't have to keep reinventing the wheel with different solutions.
Right.
And it's something that will really sort of further the concept of integration. Mm-hmm. And extend it not just from user to machine control, but machine to machine to control. So how can we build more intelligence into the system? How can we make it more user friendly and actually improve the utility of these increasingly integrated systems beyond just moving audio around?
Yep, and I feel like if everyone's on the same page, then the technology can improve. So
absolutely,
if everyone's on different pages, sure, you can improve in that little area, but no one's going to know about it, and they start reinventing the wheel, and it's just really hard to move forward as an industry. So it's really good that you guys have been focusing on this mm-hmm. standard.
Well, and that's really the important thing about standards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that's very driven by the community. There's a lot of discussion, a lot of spirited debate about how to approach a certain problem. But in the end, you wind up with a solution that everybody can pick up and implement. And it's something that's open. So
right.
Whether you're an established manufacturer, whether you're one of the big guys or somebody who's just getting in, you've got a foundation that you can build on.
Mm-hmm. And where can we find that information? Is it just about the standard, or do you have many other things that you talk about with people in your
oh,
lives?
We've got a ton of good things.
Good, good.
For anybody who is at the show, you can visit the OCA Alliance booth at 7R240. Mm-hmm. We're back in Hall 7, where it's nice and quiet and there's fresh air. You can also visit the website at ocaalliance.com or aes70.org. audio. Ooh. They'll get you to the same place. And in addition to the standard that you can get through the AES, there are also a variety of resources that we make available as a trade association. Mm-hmm. So we offer software reference designs, hardware reference designs, JavaScript libraries for building up controllers, virtual devices, and all sorts of other utilities and resources that a developer can use to really get their hands dirty with some of this technology, see how it works for them, see how easy it is to actually implement and be able to move it into their products.
Good little library for us to play around with, and what's best than playing around with the, you know, technology and being able to understand it. So that's good that you guys have that up there. And
yeah, reams of paper are a lot of fun, but actual tools and toys are a lot more entertaining.
That is. Tell us a little bit more about, do you guys have any kind of classes that you guys offer throughout Alliance? Do you have any educational opportunities that we can listen in, or what do you guys offer?
Well, something that we did that was new for us at AES last year was actually the offering of two different classes. The first one was how to build an AES-70 device, and mm-hmm. the second one was how to build an AES-70 controller, so mm-hmm. you can make them actually see what goes into it, get your hands dirty, and experience some of the tools that are out there. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of hopefully being able to create some videos that are based on those sessions that we'll be able to make available to the developer community. So people can read the standard if they want, or they can get some more guided hands-on material as they go forward. Mm-hmm. Our hope is that we'll be able to do more educational sessions like that at mm-hmm. upcoming trade shows, such as Infocom, AES, or other opportunities as they pop up.
Cool. I'm 2 years into the industry, so I'm getting my feet wet still. Just learning everything about it. It is kind of a small industry, but it's also very big. Everyone knows each other, but it's still a very big industry, especially with technology growing. It's very rapidly changing. So 2 years into the industry, can you give me a little bit of advice?
Well, the best advice I can give you is keep your eyes and ears open. And
I have. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Trade shows like ISE, Infocom, NAB, IBC, AES, any of the, you know, the TLAs for the trade shows that you can run across are really good resources to not only see where the industry is going, mm-hmm. but also be able to experience and interact with the people that mm-hmm. are driving it. Yep. You know, as you say, it's a sort of an odd industry in that it's really big and also really small.
Yeah.
We see and know each other, and you know, we are competitors during the day and we have dinner together at night. So yep. it's really a fun place to go. But I guess the other thing that I would probably suggest is the technology is really changing probably more rapidly now than it ever really has in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So
why do you say that? Because I've had conversations with people that they're saying, oh, it's kind of plateauing and that's it. And I'm like, no, not really. I don't think so. But I haven't been around.
Well, you know, there's the joke that we had for a number of years that every year you'd show up to the trade show and it would be a different word. You know, it's
a buzzword.
Exactly. Yeah. It's convergence. Oh. And then it's integration and on and on and on. But what really seems to be going on right now is a lot of that technology is maturing. And I think a really good example of that is all of the trade associations that have popped up. Mm-hmm. You know, the OCA Alliance, AIMS, AVNU, the AMWA, number of different groups which are manufacturers that are finally collaborating. Mm-hmm. So it's everything's sort of coming to the right place. The customers are ready for this. The end users are wanting these integrated experiences, and they're really putting them into tenders now. The manufacturers are collaborating and actually putting it into their products. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing a lot more IT, digital technology actually becoming real. Mm-hmm. So instead of just seeing a proof of concept or a prototype showcase at a trade show, you can actually go out and buy this stuff.
Yep.
So I think there's a real maturing of both the use cases and the demand, and the technology is getting there. That said, we're just at the beginning. There's a lot more work to do.
Yes. And then once again, can you remind us where we can have more information on the OCA Alliance?
Absolutely. You can visit the OCA Alliance at ocaalliance.com or aes70.audio. And you can come visit us at 7 R240 over here at ISE 2018.
Great. And if I have a few minutes, I will go over there. I also have an audio background, so I'm interested in learning more about the industry.
Oh, we've got lots of blinking lights and knobs, and there's audio everywhere.
Great. Thank you so much for coming onto our show. Can we find you on the Twitter lands or anywhere else? Or at least the OCA Alliance.
Yeah, you can find us on LinkedIn, and that's probably the best place to go. We do have a LinkedIn group for the OCA Alliance. We'd be more than willing to have anybody who wants to pop in and talk about the wonderful world of control standards join us.
Cool. You can find me at _BarellaVictoria on Twitter. We also have the Rave Pubs Radio, so come follow us there. You'll see all these podcasts posted up there. Thank you so much for our sponsor, Absen. Go find them at absen.com. Without you guys, this wouldn't happen, so thanks, guys. Once again, thank you for coming onto our show. I hope you have a great rest of your ISE.
Thanks for having me, and I hope you enjoyed as well.